Hey, boss, that SafeTouch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old SafeTouch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the SafeTouch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without SafeTouch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with SafeTouch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a SafeTouch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Hi, what's up? My name is Megan. Thank you so much for listening to BabeCast. Happy November. Can't believe it's here already. This year has flown by, seriously. And apparently November just means Christmas time now. Has it always been like that and I just haven't been paying attention? I went to Starbucks this morning and my cup had Christmas presents all over it and a Christmas tree, and I just don't feel ready. I'm not fully even over Halloween yet. Or the fact that I watched Stranger Things too fast. And now we're just full-blown into Christmas music and Christmas commercials and just the whole thing. I don't feel ready. I'm sorry. I know everybody else is really pumped, but it's not even Thanksgiving yet. But speaking of gifts you can buy people for the holidays, I have an amazing guest on BabeCast today. She is a hairstylist, makeup artist. Oh, and she owns her own company called Chelsea's Chokers. Super cute, affordable jewelry. You have to check it out. Please welcome to BabeCast, Chelsea Southworth. So funny, like how the Instagram world is. Like,
I know.
We all like know each other, but we don't actually know each other.
We're our own little group.
Yeah. And it's like a small world because, I mean, you work out of the beach and I live at the beach and I like know your sister because she used to do my brows.
I know. Everyone knows her.
And she, the brow babe.
The brow babe.
She's incredible. But now she's like too busy to wax my eyebrows anymore. So
Me too. I couldn't even get in with her and I'm her sister.
You're going to have to go over her house and be like, hello. So are you from Jacksonville?
I am. Born and raised in Jacksonville.
Awesome. This is like my third babe in a row.
Really? See, I feel like I never meet anyone from Jacksonville. They're always like come here for like their family's in the Navy or whatever.
Yeah.
But I never meet anyone that's from Jax.
And that's what everyone says that is from Jax. So yeah. Like, I feel like either
maybe
you
need to like all get together or something, like put out a post.
I know. And you have the cutest little girl.
Thank you.
What's her name?
Olivia.
Olivia.
She's five, yes.
She's like your twin.
I think she's my husband's twin.
Really?
If you saw my husband, you would probably change your mind.
Okay, maybe. But her hair and like.
Yeah,
just...
her hair and her coloring, like her skin coloring is like mine, like very fair and blonde. Hair and,
so how is life as a mom? Like, she's five now, so I mean, I'm sure there's like milestones that she's hitting that you're like, how do you know all of this? Or
she's in a phase right now where she wants to be independent, which is kind of funny. Like, she wants to, she always says, mom, why can't you drop me off at the front of Target? I can go in by myself. Like, it's like a teenager thing. Like, I'm like, no, you can't. She's like, I'll be fine. I know where the toy section is. Like, Target is like her favorite thing in the world. So
that's not a bad place for her to love.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, like, seeing her, like, kind of act older than she really is.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Does that scare you a little bit? You're like, you're
a
only
little bit,
five.
Yeah, because you like get a glimpse into your future and you're like, okay, like I remember when my mom used to drop me off at store, so it's like I'm gonna have to do that. Like, okay, go in with your friends, we're gonna go shopping, come pick us up at, you know, like whatever time.
But you were like 13 or something,
13,
right?
Like 15 maybe, not five.
Yeah, definitely not five. Can you imagine if you were just like, have you seen that video? I just saw it recently. It was on Facebook. It was like, I told my kids, I said yes to my kids.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it and it kind of like intrigued me. I was like, I wonder if I should do that. But I feel like I'm pretty lenient with her. I'm like a cool mom.
Yeah, so. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. I try to be pretty lenient and kind of like let her learn her own way. You know, like I'm not too strict and trying to force her into what I want her to be type of thing.
If she's already independent, like one day she's going to be able to like, you know, kick some butt.
Yeah, she'll be a little boss babe too.
She definitely will. Okay, so I know you have a lot going on.
Yes.
You own Chelsea's Chokers and then you just graduated hair school.
Yes, in February.
So that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't have like a ton of spare time. You're like, literally, this is my only, like, I think I reached out to you like 3 weeks ago. You're like, the 13th is my only day off. I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
So what, if you do get spare time, What is your favorite thing to do?
If I get spare time, honestly, I just like to work on new inspirations for Chelsea's Chokers. I like to like go out and shop. I like to look around. I'm always trying to like get inspiration to come up with new things to kind of put into
okay.
my jewelry line.
Cool. Yeah. Favorite place to like go on like a date night around town?
I'm a big Hawkers fan.
Me too.
I love Hawkers. So anything in like that little Atlantic Beach, like, you know, like Ragtime or Pete's, Fly's Ties. I like more of like the
bar kinda, bars.
Yeah. Like little down home, small places.
I love like a good like bar like that. But I don't love how smoky Pete's is. But I do. I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
See,
been
I
around forever.
Mind it.
You know? Yeah.
I like kind of like the grunge rock and roll.
That
like,
when my dad.
Bar.
Yeah. When my dad comes in town, he like has to go to Pete's. He's
really?
Like obsessed with it. Because he's from St. Louis. So it reminds him of like all the bars.
Oh,
you could literally smoke in
yeah.
every single
yeah.
bar.
See, I'm not a smoker, but I don't really mind it. So.
Yeah, it's the vibe of the place. You
do
can't
have to shower have afterwards.
Yeah,
though,
no, I know.
You will smell like cigarette smoke.
There's definitely been days where I wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh my God, my hair.
Been to Pete's, yeah.
Yeah, people can smell me from a mile away.
Yeah.
So favorite, if you have your, which you don't, but when you do, do you watch TV at all?
I don't really,
you don't?
Honestly, no.
You don't have time.
I was watching Pretty Little Lies, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
I was watching that, like the little mini series
yeah.
whenever it was out, but I don't watch TV.
It's been
a while.
Lot.
No,
okay.
I try not to.
It's probably good. You're probably yeah. like doing productive things.
Yeah, I'm if like, I am home and I have like a minute to sit, I'm in my like, I have like a little jewelry room and I'm in there like working on stuff. And my daughter hogs up a lot of the TV anyway. She watches like all her stuff on there, so we can't really change it off of
She's the
cartoons.
Boss of the house.
Yeah, we don't really get to change it off of cartoons much.
Okay, so you mentioned like inspirations. Mm-hmm. What are some of maybe your favorite Instagram accounts that you follow?
I love like as far as for jewelry, I love Vanessa Mooney Jewelry. It's amazing. It's
okay.
all like kind of rocker. I'm trying to think.
I'm
sure if I like pulled stuff up.
I know.
I
it's hard.
See.
It's kind of hard to answer like on the spot.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So Frangipani, mm-hmm. you've been working there for a little bit though,
yeah,
right?
I worked there for 4 years now.
And what were you doing before you?
I honestly started cleaning the salon on
oh,
Sundays.
Really?
I was a cleaning lady. And then they needed someone for the front desk. So I applied for the front desk and I was working at the front desk for a while. I did that for like a year or so, and then they needed someone for like their social media and advertising, so I did that for a little
oh,
bit.
Nice.
And then I think just working there and seeing like the other side of the salon, I kind of just wanted to like be more creative. I'm obviously a creative person, so
right.
seeing that, I wanted to kind of jump on the other side, so I decided to go to hair school, and my best friend is a hairstylist. My sister-in-law's a hairstylist. So
I know.
It
I was. We were
like,
just saying it's like a family
yeah,
at Frangipani.
It's a big family there.
Like, yeah.
Everyone that's like close to me like, like, works
like,
there. It's like
literally.
My home away from home.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been there for a while, and then so you were like, I kind of want to do my own thing. And
yeah,
then,
I just wanted to be more creative and kind of being at like where I was in the front desk social media thing was kind of stuck behind a computer.
Sure.
And you're kind of like posting other people's stuff, and I kind of wanted to be like. You know, post my stuff. Like, I'm creative,
right.
too. I can, you know, do these things. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I decided to go to hair school. And
and now you're done?
Yep, I'm done.
How was the process of hair school? Like, I imagine it's not like the...
Yeah, it's not for the faint at heart, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely very challenging. It's a lot of long hours. It's 30 hours a week. And it's just a lot of standing on your feet, a lot of, like, your body is sore, your body is tired. But seeing, like, the people's faces after you do their hair and you just make them feel beautiful, like, makes it all worth it.
So you would go in there 30 hours a week, and then were you still working at Frangipani?
Yeah, I was still working at Frangipani, the other...
And then you had your jewelry line at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I, like, started Chelsea's Chokers is I could only work Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays in the salon because I was in school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
And I needed, like, kind of a little extra income, and I was like...
Sure.
My sister would... go shopping and bring home these necklaces, and I'd be like, oh, that's so cute, where'd you get it? And she'd be like, oh, it's from Urban, it was like $25. And
yeah.
I'm like, I could make like 10 of those for $25.
And it's so true.
Yeah,
like they like jack the prices up mm-hmm. on some of that stuff. And
yeah.
you brought me like the cutest little necklace and these
Yay.
Earrings with turquoise, and I'm obsessed. I mean, I've bought some stuff off of you before
uh-huh.
and it's just so cute, and it's
Thank
so
you.
the best part, so affordable.
Yeah, I try to make it affordable because I'm definitely, like, I love to look, you know, like the hot trends or whatever, but I don't necessarily want to spend that much, you know, that much money, because the trends like come and they go. So
right.
It's like to spend so much money on a piece of jewelry that you can wear and then it's not going to be cool in like a couple months. Like,
and not only that, it's not like it's real gold or something.
It's not,
you know, it's you're spending like $50 on this thing that's going to not even last you for that long because it's going to tarnish or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I try to like keep things like relatively cheap for people, just so that I'd rather have more people wearing my stuff, you know, than jack up the prices and only have like two people wearing stuff.
Right.
You know,
so you're working harder, but I mean, a lot of people obviously are a big fan of it. And I've noticed even from when you started to now that you've changed a lot. Like you have earrings and stuff now.
It was like, I've kind of like, I love chokers and I still do. That's what I started with. But I've had a lot of people saying like, oh, I don't feel like I can wear a choker.
Like, yeah. A lot of my friends feel like that too.
For that. So I'm like, oh, and I've always loved earrings. So like my go-to is like a good earring. So
I mean, it was smart too at the time because like choker is like super 90s, like it came back, and like I feel like you like jumped on it like right when that happened, like, so that was such a good move. So just going back to Frangipani for a second, you are going to be full-time soon. Not yet. When is that
in
happening?
November 11th, I want to say, is my first day on the floor behind the chair. Right now I'm currently taking like models. On my days off I can go in and do people's hair at like a discounted price, but then I'll officially be behind the chair November 11th, Saturdays and Sundays for now.
Okay, that's so exciting. Yeah, I mean, you'll be busy on the weekends.
Yeah,
that's
for
great.
Sure, because it's good with people, holidays, obviously, but then people that can only get in nights and weekends, I think it will be good for them, you know, because you can only fit in so many appointments after 5 o'clock, you know,
right?
We close at 9. So.
And then you'll build your clientele and then you'll be able to go throughout the week, right? That's like the goal.
Yeah.
So that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Are you like, do you ever get, I mean, you haven't officially started yet, but you're already doing hair because I've seen all your pictures and I feel like you're already killing it. I was like, you
thank
just
you.
Graduated. You look like you've been. I feel like there's just people who like get it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, like just like the style, how to style it, like the color.
Styling
like
is such a big like part of photos and like afterwards.
Yeah.
Like you can do amazing color, but if you can't blow dry and style that color, it's not going to look good.
I
and
know.
Vice versa. You could do a crappy, you know, style, and then you know how to, you do a crappy color and you know how to style it, and it just looks like even better.
Right.
It definitely works both ways.
Right. Do you get nervous? Are you kind of over it now, or do you?
No,
like I would be so nervous to like F someone's head up and then be like, I mean, I'm sure it happens. Like it's, you're a human. It's a mistake, you know? And then there's always those people who are like not happy with anything.
Yeah.
So
we definitely get those people that's just like, there's no pleasing them,
right?
Like, no matter what you do, but you would be so surprised, or maybe not, of how protective people are of their hair. Like their hair is like their thing, like their security blanket. Like even if you do like cut it like a centimeter too short, they like freak out.
So I'm kind of like that.
It's definitely nerve wracking.
I'm sorry. I know I'm like that a-hole customer client, but I just, I don't know. It is like insecurity, I guess, or it makes you feel better about yourself and your hair looks good. Like right now, don't judge me. My hair is like really, really need to get it done.
You're a busy girl. I understand.
But so far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Cool.
I think I try to really listen to my clients and try to understand what it is that they're wanting.
Right.
Pictures are a big thing, like pulling out pictures and seeing what it is they like about certain things. Like,
but also it's hard with pictures
it's,
too.
It's hard too because a lot of them are like filtered or Pinterest. Like,
or like a celebrity.
Yeah,
that,
like take 10 hours or
but
5
also,
days.
Yeah, and it's like the texture of your hair or your type of hair. Like you can't like, I couldn't go in there and be like, I would like to have Jennifer Aniston's hair, please.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to be honest with your clients and say like, okay, look, like this person has thick, coarse hair. That's why they have all this texture. Maybe you don't, but we'll find something
right
that will work for you.
Right.
You have to like play up, you know, their features because you can't buy them a wig.
So. I know, right?
I mean, you could. But.
And like my, exactly. My girl always says, like, you can't go from black to blonde. Like, it's a process.
It's
like,
a
you
process
can't you have
sure.
to, you know, or else your hair will literally just like fall out.
Yeah,
so everybody, you have to be like patient.
I don't think people understand like how much time it takes. Like when that one picture of Khloe Kardashian circulated and it was like her going from her black to her blonde, it was like a godsend to hairstylist because it showed like.
Also, extensions, and it's not all her real hair. Like, there's no way.
No, there's no way. I mean, I've seen pictures of Kylie Jenner, and her hair is, like, to her ears.
Yeah.
And then she wears, like, her long extensions, like, past her, like, to her belly button.
Right. It's, like, obviously, if one day you have
and extensions
short hair.
Are expensive, so.
I know. I always think about it. I'm, like, if I had, like, a really, like, if I got a wedding or something, maybe I would do it. Because, and you want to invest in the good ones. You don't want, like, the cheap ones where you can, like, see it.
Yeah.
Like, some of the girls in The Bachelorette.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to hanging out of your head. So.
Right.
No.
Okay, so Chelsea's Chokers. It's an Etsy shop, right?
Yes.
So I know it's your company. You own it. Mm-hmm. You don't have anybody helping you, right? You're doing it solo.
No, I just do everything myself. I'm kind of picky, I guess you could say. And I just like to do everything myself. It's kind of relaxing to me, honestly. I go in my room and I just make jewelry, and it's like kind of like my way to decompress but still be like creative and... Yeah.
So what made you, kind of, like you said before, it was like a trend, the choker thing. And then mm-hmm. you were just like, I can do this.
Like, yeah, I can do that. Like, and I knew I could do it for way less than like what bigger companies were charging.
Right.
So luckily a lot of my like hair school friends, a lot of the girls at the salon that I work with, my sister.
Yeah.
They all kind of like helped me. Like I would give them stuff and they would wear it. A lot of my advertising or like my pictures I post on social media are people's selfies. Like I don't really like do photo shoots. I'll lend stuff out or donate stuff to people and they take pictures and I just ask that I use the photos for my social media. So
do you send them out to girls who have like huge followings and then like that? I mean, that's a smart move.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I send them out to people that have a big following or people that I just like their style. Like you don't necessarily have to have like a ton of followers, but I just think you're cool and I like the way you dress.
Right.
Like, I like your Instagram or your social media feed and it's kind of based off of that. I think like the biggest person I've ever sent stuff to is a girl in Canada. Her name is Jordy. It's like,
is she a makeup artist?
Yes. Ugh. She's like one of my favorite people, but I was like so surprised she actually let me send her stuff. Like some people will be like, oh yeah, but we'll charge you like $600 for it to post, you know, like, but she was like, yeah, I'd love to. And she does like videos all the time on YouTube. So she was like, definitely.
And then she wore them and like tagged you.
Yeah,
and then you're like, this is amazing.
On her Instagram and her YouTube.
See, and that's like such a good way. Like if you're a small business, or you're trying to start like something to get your name out there is to kind of, I know it like maybe sucks up front, but like give away some free stuff.
Yeah, that's
you know,
thing.
That's a way to, it's a word of mouth thing.
You have to like get your product out there and like get people seeing it in order to be like making money. So I definitely, if anyone like ever like emails me, I have like a budget I try to keep in, but I try to like give stuff out if I think that like that person's cool and I can get some cool photos from
it. Right. And it's essentially helping you when you're getting the pictures.
Yeah, and then I don't have to worry about taking pictures of everything. Like no one wants to see all my selfies of me wearing stuff.
Some people do.
Maybe.
How would you describe like the vibe of your, or like the style of your jewelry?
I really like, whenever I created it, I just wanted it to be like for the badass girl. Like she's just like not afraid to be herself and she's just cool and charismatic and, you know, she's a little bit of a tomboy, which I feel like I kind of embody, like the rocker. Like, I try to be like this rocker style, I guess.
Yeah. We're both wearing band tees right now.
Of course.
Literally, I have like 10 of them. Like, I need to stop buying
them. That's what I live in. Yeah. So, just like the badass girl. Like, my husband works at Harley, so I feel like I kind of have like this tough side to me.
It all fits.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's like the cool girl. I just wanted to be the cool girl.
Do you feel like your husband, has your husband been really supportive of like this journey, like when you first told him about it and then?
Yeah. At first, I think he was a little bit skeptical because you're just like, oh, chokers. And it was kind of like when it was first becoming a cool thing.
Right.
But yeah, now he totally like, he thinks I'm a boss babe. Like he tells me all the time. So I think
cute.
He definitely appreciates it.
Of course.
How hard I work and
yeah,
else.
Because you have a million things going on all while trying to raise your cute little girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you actually go to make the products, like you have like, I don't know, do you go off of like Pinterest and stuff or do you just kind of like whatever you
I'll
see?
I'll get like ideas from, like other like websites or social media. And
right.
I'll kind of like I'll order stuff from other Etsy sellers. I'll get like locally. Yeah.
I was going to ask you where you buy the actual products to put it together.
A lot of them are craft stores, but I do try to get stuff from Etsy sellers because they just have like a wide variety.
Right. Things that are different,
maybe.
But a lot
of them take like weeks to get here, which is kind of frustrating because then I can't if someone orders something or wants something, I'm like, I don't know when it's going to be here.
Right.
It's coming from China. It takes three weeks.
Say you have like a necklace on, like the necklace that you just brought, like on your site right now. Like, do you make a certain amount of them and then put them up? Or how does that
I try to make like a certain amount and then put them up. When I first started it, I was making them as I went. And
really?
That got like really like
overwhelmed.
Yeah, overwhelming. And then I would run out of stuff or run out of like supplies to make it. And then I'd have to be like, oh, sorry. You know, like tell them like I don't technically have it, which
yeah.
is That's kind of good on my part, but
well, you're figuring it out. That's the thing is like you don't know. You've not like you've done this before. Yeah. Like, have you ever like talked to anybody who has done something similar to ask for advice, or you're really just kind of like rolling
I'm
with
kind
it?
Kind of like winging it, honestly.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long does it take you to make like one piece of jewelry? Does it just depend on?
It really just depends, but probably nothing really takes me more than like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, everything I try to make is super simple. I don't try to like do stuff that's going to be too time consuming because I don't have that much time.
Right.
But I want to like still create like a quality piece of jewelry, you know, but without having to sit there all day because I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to like make like multiple, you know, like five of each thing. So that way I'm not like, oh, I spent 20 hours on one necklace and only one person can wear.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
Smarter, not harder.
There you go. So are you constantly like updating your inventory or
I try to constantly update it. It's funny because I feel like as soon as I run out of something, everyone wants that thing that I like just ran out of. I'm like, of course.
So like, do you keep doing that one product? Like, do you have staples on there that people just keep?
Those earrings I brought you, a lot of people love and they're so simple to make. So even if I run out of stuff, if people message me, I can always still try to make something. Like, I always have people be like, oh, when are you getting this back? I'm like, if you really want it, I'll make it for you. Like,
right.
It's not technically out of stock, but I just don't want, like, a million trillion things on my Etsy and you can't find what you're looking for. Like,
right.
I try to, like, phase things out. But
that's smart.
Yeah, there are a couple of things that, like, everyone always goes for. Those earrings and the Sally choker, which is, like, the bolo, the three.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone always loves that one, so... Even
so those are your like staples right now, probably.
Yeah, even
okay.
Though technically on my site, I can still make it.
Okay. If somebody had like a special request, they had like something in their mind, could they like reach out to you and be like,
yeah, I
Chelsea,
totally
could you
can
make
do
this?
Like custom stuff. I've done custom stuff for a couple of my friends. I just did one for a girl I went to high school with for her Halloween costume. She had
necklace
that she like really had in mind that she had seen. I think she's being like a gypsy or something. So she wanted like this gold, like crystal stones. So I made that for her for
That's
her Halloween
awesome.
Costume. Yeah, I can totally make random stuff. It doesn't have to be like what I have in mind.
Right.
Or what I already have.
So it's super affordable, but like, are you still making a profit off of it?
Yeah, it's definitely been fun. It's like a little like I always forget about the money that I'm making and then it like comes into my account of money. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So how does it work? Like, are you it's your own business. So how do you file for the taxes and like each year? Are you like an
LLC?
Yeah,
all that stuff. I have an app. It's called QuickBooks Self-Employed that helps me a lot. And my mom helps me a lot. She'll like go through my receipts and stuff. But I honestly use a lot of my money from working at Frangipani like to at least like do the prototype type of stuff. Like I'll just get like cash tips during the week and I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go like to the craft store real quick and get stuff.
So do you like write that down each time you make a purchase? So
I keep all the receipts and try to keep track of stuff.
Good. Yeah. You have to be really organized. Like that's why I can never like do something like that because
I'm
like
really not, but my mom is so
your mom's helping you. That's
she's like,
good.
Here, mom, here's my receipts, figure it out for me.
Any challenges that you've come across since you started your own business that you can think of?
I think just trying to find the time to really like make things what you want them to be. Like I feel like if I wasn't doing hair, I could really make it into like this really cool huge thing.
Yeah.
But I do like that it's kind of on the smaller side, and I've been asked to, you know, be in some stores, but I don't know if that's like the route I want to go. I do, but I don't, you know.
You're just not sure.
Yeah,
I'm seems
not
like
really
more
sure.
of a commitment.
Yeah, it seems like more of a commitment, and then I want it to be like more exclusive, I guess. Etsy just is kind of hard because a lot of people don't really like Etsy for whatever reason.
Well, my experience with Etsy, but I think it just depends on the person you're buying it from. So you can't blame it on Etsy.
Yeah.
Last year, I was trying to be a unicorn for Halloween and I ordered this like horn off of there and it literally came like 2 weeks after Halloween. And I was what the F? And I ordered it like a month before.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
I know. So that's the problem, I think, with, at least for me that I've experienced. But that's up to the person, not the company.
It's up to the seller how long it takes to get to you. But a lot of people do, for whatever reason, tend to like steer away. But I have told people if they message me on Instagram or whatever, I can always ship stuff out and do like Venmo or sure. whatever. Like it doesn't have to be Etsy. If you really want something, I'm not going to be like, you have to go purchase it from my Etsy.
Right.
Like, you know, like I'll find a way to
like
get it to
you. You'll work around
yeah.
them. Yeah. You're trying to be convenient for people.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So would you ever consider you said before, but would you ever consider having someone help you out, or you very want it to be like your own thing?
I don't know. I think I kind of just like it being my own thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keeping it small and like
keeping it small. And that way I have control and I know like what all is going out and how it looks. Like I literally make every single thing that like by hand that goes out. So
right.
What's
you could
going
have somebody
out.
Like help you just like ship it.
Yeah. Like maybe I'll make it and they can package it or something.
Yeah. yeah
but
see,
even that I don't mind doing. It's really like, it's really therapeutic to me.
Okay,
somehow.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Any advice for somebody who is maybe wanting to do something similar along what you're doing or start their own business in general?
I say just go for it. Don't be scared to reach out to people. You know, like locally, there's a lot of amazing people here. So I just reached out to them. I said, hey, this
right.
is what I'm doing. Do you mind helping me?
Right.
And a lot of people will, it's surprising like how many people are down to help you.
Yeah,
like
of
you're,
course.
I think you're scared to be like, oh, I don't want to put myself out there. But honestly, I've just like kept telling myself to just do it this whole time. And it's kind of worked out.
Right.
Like, I haven't been scared.
I mean,
like,
what do you have to lose?
Yeah, like, I'm just going to message this person. If they say no, then they say no.
That's
like,
the worst
the
thing.
Deal?
And
like,
then you move on to the next
yeah,
person.
At least I tried. That's
exactly.
probably my biggest advice.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, all your social media.
I know, all 10 of them.
I know. I follow all of them, by
I
the
know.
Way.
So Chelsea's Chokers is where you can find the jewelry. And then I have the link for my Etsy shop in the bio. And then Chelsea South. Is my personal page. Like,
okay.
You can see me. You can see hair from the Frangipani. I also do bridal makeup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Or like photo shoot makeup and hair in general. So
oh,
kind
nice.
Of a little bit of everything.
Did you learn that at school or you just did it before?
No, I kind of picked it up myself. Okay. But yeah, they do teach you a little bit in school. I guess you technically need your license to do makeup, but it's just something I've always loved doing makeup myself.
Right.
So I kind of just picked that up randomly and
yeah.
just threw it in the mixing pot.
All right. So she literally does everything. You guys should go follow her and then check out her Etsy shop because this stuff is so cute and so affordable. And thank you so much for coming.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.